Lesson 29. Text A. Some sausage sandwiches. One morning last summer, Mrs. Andrews made some sausage sandwiches for her husband's lunch. There was one sausage left over. Mrs. Andrews didn't care for sausages herself, and so she gave the last one to Henry, their little dog. Henry ate it up quickly. During the morning, the dog got ill. He wouldn't stop shaking his head, and he couldn't stand up properly. Mrs. Andrews thought, he has eaten something that didn't agree with him. Maybe that sausage was bad. She suddenly remembered her husband's lunch. She ran to the telephone and called Jim at the office. Jim, I hope you haven't eaten any of those sandwiches yet.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Well, listen, don't eat any more. I gave Henry the last sausage, and now he's ill.
Go to the doctor, Jim. Tell the doctor about the dog. Get some medicine at once.
Jim came home at lunchtime and went to bed.
I had a very unpleasant hour with the doctor, he told his wife. The medicine made me very sick. The next morning, Jim was fine. Henry seemed quite well again, too. At 11 o'clock, the milkman came with the milk.
Good morning, Mrs. Andrews, the milkman said.
How's your dog this morning?
I've been thinking about him.
Have you?
Well, he seems all right now, but yesterday morning he and I had a little accident. He jumped up at me, and I dropped a bottle of milk on his head.
Text B. Which of the two is better?
Which of the two do you think is better? I mean, what's the difference between them?
Well, this one costs more, but it has a much better sound. This part of it is made of wood, not plastic, and there's a tone control, too.
I only want it for the kitchen. I like to listen to the news at breakfast time.
Well, the other one is good for the money. It's much cheaper. We sell a lot of them, and all our customers are satisfied with them.
I'd like the cheaper one, please. Can I pay by check?
Certainly.
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Why not stop her? The ladies' club always had a meeting every Friday afternoon, and someone came to talk to them about important things. After that, they had tea and asked questions. One Friday, a gentleman came and talked to the club about food. "There is not enough food in the world for everybody," he said. "More than half the people in the world are hungry, and when they get more food, they have more babies, so they never stop being hungry. Somewhere in the world, a woman is having a baby every minute, day and night. What are we going to do about it?" He waited for a few seconds before he continued. But before he began to speak again, one of the ladies said, "Well, why don't we find that woman and stop her?"